views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. To start the show today, I'd like to remind everyone that today's powerful full moon on the 19th of February is getting us ready for nothing less than the next chapter of our lives. The remainder of February should see energies start to pick up pace and start to bring us big opportunities for moving us forward to, some would say, the fulfillment of our dreams and wishes. I know, sounds pretty good. Now, the Posse of Angels is showing me. They've shown me visions of a space rocket about to be launched. And they are saying that all we really need to do is to take inspired action by saying yes. Say yes when we're presented with these very synchronistic opportunities. And when we step up, when we step forward, we'll be creating new foundations that are special and they are unique to each and every one of us. Much of this past year was spent valuing ourselves and getting very clear on what was the truest and most heartfelt longing that we desired to come true. Well, the Posse of Angels is saying that if we are clear, and if we've come home and we've aligned to the deepest part of our hearts, then it will be nothing less than what they call showtime for us to serve ourselves and others in all our full glory. Many of us have been crystal clear about honoring and valuing our heartfelt dreams. Many of us have cleared negative emotions, and we've cleared dishonoring people from our lives. We've learned a lot from that, and we've chosen to creatively bring forth our unique gifts with great passion. Many of us are excited to see how all of this is going to magically and miraculously come together for us. Now, there might be some of you out there thinking, but what if I haven't done any of the above? Or I haven't done all of it. Do I then miss out on the magic? Well, I can tell you that life is certainly not a race, but it's the journey that matters. And for that journey to be all that you possibly could desire, it is tantamount to focus on those above points, you know, on those points of clearing negative emotions, clearing dishonoring people from your lives, following that path to your heartfelt dreams, and to see where some of those things are not being addressed in your life. For it's the energy of compromise and not honoring your heart's longings that will block the signs on how to advance to the fulfillment of your dreams. And even though we may not have cleared all of our triggers and our reactions to 100%, well, the posse of angels, they're applauding each and every one of us for taking many, many important steps to do so, which then leads us to this show, the third show in February. Now, for some of you who may not have listened to the last two shows, this month is we're centering on the theme of love and forgiveness, which then leads us to today's show's title, which is Forgiveness Opens Doors of Magic. You know, everyone, with the consciousness shifting on the planet, we certainly have seen many being able to close doors on the past and make enormous strides in the area of forgiveness. In many cases, it doesn't matter how spiritual we are, forgiving others can be a very difficult area to address. But the Posse of Angels urges you, it's urging us to look at forgiveness from an angel's perspective. When it comes to forgiveness, the most important thing to remember is not what a person said or did. The most important thing to remember is that if that person is in your life, you contracted for that soul to be there. In fact, the road to forgiveness starts with taking responsibility for the appearance of everyone who is in your life. And not only did you contract for that soul to be in your life, you chose their characteristics as well. Now, the Posse of Angels knows that for many people, this is really hard to believe, especially if that person has abused you and if they were controlling, judgmental, dishonoring, and maybe they'd basically done you wrong. But they are saying that you contracted for this divine soul to be there. You contracted for their contrasting, controlling natures in order to push you, in order for you to then be able to be authentic and speak up for yourself. You know, once we truly do understand that we contracted for that person to be in our lives, we accept responsibility for our part that we played when what played out between us. Once we accept this accountability, there's no one to blame, and we no longer fall into victimhood. Now that we've chosen to accept responsibility, then we have another big choice to make. We can either choose to make ourselves right and the other person wrong by replaying and rehashing the awful things that they did or they said, or we can choose to be happy. Now, the Posse of Angels are assuring us that the recipe for forgiveness is taking responsibility for having that person in our life and having things play out and choosing to be happy over being right. And they're saying, yes, it is simple. By forgiving others, we don't condone and we certainly do not tolerate or allow any disrespectful behavior. We are simply choosing not the suffering of carrying the burden of unforgiveness anymore. We forgive for our own benefit. As we truly cannot control anyone else's actions, or for that matter, the choices that they make. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that we forgive others, not because they deserve forgiveness, but because we deserve peace. And by choosing to forgive, we set a prisoner free, and we realize that the prisoner that was held captive was ourselves. There are many people who may see forgiveness as a sign of weakness, when in actual fact, to quote Mahatma Gandhi, this weakness, the weak can never forget. Simply, that's what he said. The weak cannot forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Now, the Posse of Angels, here they come in, they're chiming in here, and they're saying that unless we forgive others, we cannot fully put to rest the memory of any less than desirable relationships or events which have occurred. And by not finding closure with forgiveness, we simply cannot move forward with our lives, as we're caught in an endless loop of blame and by finding fault in others. This perpetual reinforcement of negative energies then keeps us in what some would say a constant carousel of attracting more negative energies to ourselves. Now, the Posse of Angels is adding that unforgiveness closes us down to be fully open to radiate the light-filled frequencies within us that are necessary for the manifestation of our wishes and our dreams. You know, one of the most extraordinary stories that I experienced came as a direct result of taking responsibility and forgiving another person. In 1998, when the former soul of Claire Candy, who was in the body before my angelic walk-in experience in January 11th of 2003, well, this was way, way back. After 22 years of experiencing abuse in her marriage, she had no self-worth. She had allowed herself to become anorexic, codependent, and controlled. When she finally built up the courage to end her abusive marriage, she was so frail and disempowered that she really didn't have the emotional strength to find her powerful and to fight her powerful, very clever ex, who was a lawyer. She basically let him set the terms for her financial settlement. He structured the settlement in such a way that the first part of the agreement would happen after a year, and then he would determine when the second part of the settlement would occur. Now, you're probably thinking, how could this person have possibly allowed this? You know, but I can tell you that the former soul who was in this body of Claire Candy was not awakened, and she did not honor and respect herself. Thinking that after a lifetime of devotion and servitude to her husband, raising their two children, the second part of the financial settlement would certainly have come in a reasonable amount of time. She waited and saw the end of 1999. The end of the year 2000, 2001, 2002, with absolutely no communication from her ex. And he would not receive her phone calls or correspondence on the matter, as he had been given free rein to structure the open terms of their agreement. You know, it was the beginning of 2003 that she, the former soul who was in the body, was at her lowest point, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. They say that when you're at your lowest point, there is nowhere else to look but up. It was at this time that she decided to let go and allow the grace of God to enter her life by contracting to walk out of the body, and for myself, Angel Ariel, to walk in. Now, after the walk-in occurred on January 11th, 2003, which, by the way, I write about in my book, which is entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. After the walk-in, I remember shortly after that, that one evening, I felt this overwhelming compunction within me to compose a letter to the former soul's ex. Now, having the full mental imprint of the former soul, I remembered every aspect of her life. In this letter, I wrote, and I stated that I felt that it was about time that I told my ex how grateful and appreciative I was for the life of wealth and beautiful opportunities that his hard work had afforded myself and our children. I thanked him for our beautiful homes we lived in, the children's school tuitions that we could so easily afford, the wonderful international trips that we were able to take, and the many forms of entertainment that we were privileged to take advantage of. You know, I thanked him for his dedication to work and the sacrifices that he made in order to provide for us. In the letter, I stressed how grateful I was for his efforts. And you know, everyone, I did not write one word about his controlling emotional and mental abuse. Before I sent that letter off, I quietly called in my higher self, and I also called in the higher self of my ex. I acknowledged that I had written him into the contract of my life to help me to learn my lessons. I thanked him for giving up part of his incarnation and playing a contrasting role so that I would really honor myself. You know, I blessed him for exactly where he chose to be on the path of his life, and then I released and forgave him. I remember surrounding him in green healing light, and then I sent him huge waves of bubblegum pink, clouds of unconditional love, and I held this space for him. Posting the letter the very next day, I continued over the following days to forgive him in my meditations, and I sent him green healing light and the pink light of unconditional love. And when I sent him forgiveness, I didn't say, "I forgive you." What I did say was, "Please forgive me, because I forgive you still apportions some blame." By saying, "Please forgive me," even though you can't figure out why they're doing this, you take some onus, some accountability for your part in all this, even if you can't figure it out. And that's the energy that you put into the forgiveness, which is, "Please forgive me." You know, everyone, it was 1 week later. Remember, the terms of the agreement went from 1999 to 2000, 2001, 2002, with absolutely no correspondence, no communication, not being resolved. And it was 1 week later, after I did this forgiveness, that I received an out-of-the-blue call from my ex's lawyers, saying that a considerable sum of money would be deposited in my bank account that afternoon. Now, was this merely a coincidence? Well, the posse of angels are shaking their head, and they are saying absolutely not, and saying that it simply comes down to the universal laws of cause and effect. Because I decided to come home to the spiritual wisdom inside of myself, and because I had lovingly forgiven a fellow soul from my heart, I basically chose to live from my divine eternal nature that dwells in the dimension of unlimited possibilities and miracles. And by doing so, I opened up that space that had been closed down through not forgiving, and I allowed the full measure and magic of the divine, the grace of God, to enter my life. In this case, forgiveness did not alter the past, but it certainly enlarged the future. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that everyone makes, they're going to say mistakes, but I would choose to say everyone makes mistakes or makes decisions that are not beneficial. And if we can't forgive others, we should not expect others to forgive us. And if you're having trouble forgiving, well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to forgive others as quickly as we expect God to forgive us. You know, I'm wishing you all the blessings of forgiveness, which will allow for all kinds of magical doors to open up for you. You know, I do want to get back to speaking about this energetically enormous full moon that we are experiencing on this date of February 19th. And it's expansive, and it will open us up to putting more emphasis on being happy than being closed down and being right by not forgiving. This awesome, exciting full moon in Virgo is really awesome because it helps us experience the results of all the things that we have previously worked on, all of the creative efforts that we might have made, you know, those who have written the books, those who have created the newsletters, the blogs, those who have written screenplays, those who have written the songs, those who have painted the paintings, danced the dance, you know, whatever those creative efforts look like for you when you were divinely inspired to bring them forth, and whether those results manifest now as we go more into February and more into the spring months here in the Northern Hemisphere, and certainly the autumn winter months in the Southern Hemisphere, these creative efforts, who many have thought might have been dead in the water or nothing much happened with them, they are about to come full circle for us, and they might manifest as recognition. They might manifest as promotion or people supporting or things of financial gain to help us recognize ourselves on a higher level of consciousness. These energies will help us also, like never before, because it's a higher degree of alignment with our soul's essence. Some would say what we're going into is our life's purpose or even our soul's mission. Now, the illumination of this full moon is an incredible time to reprogram your life for it to be in full alignment with your full potential. The new moon on February 4th was very illuminating as it showed us different areas where we may still be out of balance. And we might be out of balance in our careers, in our relationships, in our health or our diet or exercise, and where we previously may have had a gentle nudge to make choices, and the choices which were more beneficial for us, we might not have done anything about it previously. But now this full moon is urging us to make improvements in our lives, as it will help by helping us to experience ourselves at a higher level of consciousness. This full moon invites us to have heightened spiritual experiences. Many of us will be able to pull back the veil, becoming even more intuitive. Now, this full moon in Virgo will help us to feel this immense, strong pull from within and outside of ourselves to do our work, and above all, to share it with others in order to help other people. Take all that you've learned and practiced these past years that have helped you to clear and cleanse and heal your life. And consciously, in whatever form brings you joy, share it with others. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to become a Reiki master or start your own alternative healing practice. It could mean incorporating it into what you love doing. For instance, I have a client who is a hairdresser, and she began to post positive affirmations around her salon. Some people found it to be a bit too cheesy, but the majority of her clients welcomed the positive, cheery, positive, hopeful messages and looked forward to new ones when they arrived for their appointments. Now, the Posse of Angels are adding that if you're like me and have already been sharing your work with others, as I've created my Angel Healing House healing practice 16 years ago, and I've written many books and created now Angel Healing House Radio is now in its eighth year, those like myself will be asked and presented with new opportunities to serve in brand new ways. It really is a very exciting time. The full moon will provide an energetic influence that will see increased energy and motivation and give us a boost in our ambition to create change and to make things that will better our current situation, to step up more into our truth. Remember to use this surge of energy for your highest good. You could say use it for your soul's mission and channel it into meaningful projects that you're most excited about, those projects that you want to grow. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us to make sure that we positively channel this energy. Otherwise, it might make us feel very irritable and aggressive. This is a monumental time to come from our hearts and to truly align and connect with our divinity. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take some of your calls for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. We'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before the break, we were speaking about forgiveness. Forgiveness is such an important part of us being open to receive the fulfillment of our desires. You know, I've had many clients over the years of my Angel Healing House healing practice say to me, how is forgiving somebody else, how does that help us? By not forgiving others, we then hold this energetic, it's like a discord inside of us. Each one of us, underneath our decisions and our choices, we are divine. We are whole. We are accepting. We are unified. We are that reflection of that higher source, God, universe, divine, all that is. And it is and within our nature to be compassionate and to be forgiving. And when we go against that, it creates discord in the body. And the only thing that not forgiving somebody creates is blockages in our body, that our body actually reads it as a block that we're giving to ourselves. The other person who we may not forgive walks around their normal life, and they don't, doesn't cross their radar screen and doesn't affect them one iota if we don't forgive them, but it affects us. It, as I said, provides and creates blockages in the body where we could be free flowing, and in order to have the fulfillment of our dreams and desires, those energies must be ones of ease and grace inside of us. We have to be open and receptive, soft and yielding. So if you are having difficulties forgiving somebody, go back to the listening to the what the Posse of Angels were saying in the first part of the program, that taking responsibility for that person being in your life, and where there is no way that we can know possibly what we karmically need to atone for. Because what they did to us, we most probably have done in a previous incarnation. And so now we choose to be on the receiving end of what we have done for somebody else. So the way we can bring all of that into divine alignment is by saying, please forgive me. Now, as I said in the beginning of the program, you know, there are many people who say, well, I've already said I forgive them. But once again, I forgive you still apportions some blame, you know, blaming others. And by saying, please forgive me, it softens it. It takes our and shows some accountability for us in the grand scheme of things. We don't even have to know why. But it already eases the energies, and it creates those pathways for us to be happy, feel that abundance, and then that becomes a release and an opening for us to receive so much more. I'm asked by many people, you know, where did this come from? In what life did it come from? And while, you know, I speak about my past lives in my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, it's, you know, and it's fun to look in our incarnation closet, if you would, and see where those things came from. We don't really have to pinpoint, and we don't really have to know where that's coming from. Sometimes it's an amalgamation of not only all of our incarnations, but because we are all one, we are picking up the lives of every soul. And there is, and the aspects of those we are incorporating into our human experience. There is a beautiful poem, actually, in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. I have chosen to include in all my books poems from my father, Leonard Milgram, who passed away almost 3 years ago. He's more in spirit with me now than he was on the earth plane. And I love you so much, Dad. But this poem touches on the aspects of who we are. It goes like this. Who are you? Who am I? We are separate pieces of a pie, each unique, a special soul, yet mesh and meld to form one whole. Who are you and who am I? Puzzle parts that mystify, hidden hints, clever clues, part of every rainbow's hues. Each a ripple on a stream, each a part of someone's dream, each a shimmer of the sun, a precious piece of everyone. A glimmer of the golden rule, an ever-changing molecule. Each a bit of he and she, ultimate geometry. Part and parcel of this verse, partners in the universe. Each a portion of the sun, each a journey to become. Can you fathom who you are? Part of every shining star, part of every mother's birth, part of all that's on this earth. Then who am I and who are you? The question serves as answer too. All combine to form the we. That's part of God's eternity. So you can purchase this book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel. And that's the sequel to this one, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and Angels of Faith, this book here, based on my two near-death experiences. You can find all of those books on my website. We do not have any callers as yet today. We are coming up empty on the switchboard. You can call in for a free angel reading on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to the cards and let's do a reading for today, because it is quite a monumental day, this full moon. All full moons are really important, but this one in particular, where the conscious collective now find themselves. I have said, while I'm shuffling the cards, while I have said this in previous programs, that those of us who are awakened, enlightened, whatever you want to call it, conscious, we feel as though we are going into the third part of our mission. Now, what does that mean? The first part of our mission was to awaken ourselves, to become conscious that we are human, that we are spirit having a human journey, and that we are here to have an experiential journey, if you would. So when we woke up to many of those spiritual truths, we got very excited to help others to awaken to it as well. And so we established the healing practices and became those alternative practitioners and held the meditation nights and the Reiki share days and, you know, and the retreats and the resort and the retreats in order for people to have their own experience to be able to wake up. And then what happened was we then went into the next experience, which was 2012, which was turning the mirror back on ourselves and then bringing forth the books, the screenplays, all those creative efforts and the radio programs and all of those things that we felt divinely guided to bring forth. And now we're going into that third journey. A lot of people don't know what that looks like, but it is very exciting. We just had a caller pop up. Let's go to our caller. We've got Pete in LA. Pete, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hough. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. What is happening in your life?
Well, that's what I'm calling you to find out.
Okay.
I was listening to what you were saying about the full moon, which is today, so I thought I would just get a general reading on how it might be affecting me and my career.
Okay, all right. Well, while I'm shuffling, the first thing that the Posse of Angels are saying to you is you are right on track. And I'm just getting shivers all over the place. They're saying that you are a good steward for following your higher self and for following your angels and your guides. They're also saying that nothing was to happen before this time. They're also saying that there is part of you that there's not a regret. And it's not wistfully thinking that, oh, you know, if I would have been quicker, or if I would have done things sooner, then I would have been further along the track. And they are saying, dear one, this is not the case. This is so not the case, because those opportunities, those people, those connections were not ready. They had other things on their plate. They were not ready. And also the planetary time was not ready. Unfortunately, and I've said this on my program many times before, we are not allowed to move forward as a collective, move individually. And so when it's time right and the timing is right for the collective to move forward, then we move forward. They want you and everyone else to know that this is the year of collaborations. We have felt very much like we have been in it alone before this year, and trying to do it as individuals. But now many of us are going to be stepping in to a group, a community, a collaboration. It's like it's been individually and handcrafted for us to step into for the next part of our mission. So they really want you to understand that this could not have taken off before, and that those people who you're going to be collaborating with are going to show up with ease and grace. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Pete in L.A. First card that's coming out for you is the Lover's card. Okay. All right. They're saying here, now the Lover's card is about love, and they're nodding their heads and they're saying, you have a sweet love. And they're saying that this card is more about the choice that you are going to be presented with. You have a choice whether you're going to be at the helm of this project, or you're going to be able to delegate. This is something that's very close to your heart, and either way you go, it will be fine. So they're saying that whatever feels good, feel your way into this. They're showing me a movie projector, and they're showing you either in front of the projector. This doesn't mean that you're an actor, but you're in front or off to the side, or you're behind the movie projector. And they're saying that you have a choice here. So whatever feels right for you, it may feel right for you to be behind it, but they're saying that that might change. They're saying that might change, and just to allow your feelings to direct you. You're very, very good at following those feelings. Don't let anything get in that way. And then what comes in, I forgot to show everybody the first card. There is the Lover's card in this beautiful deck that I have. And this is certainly about you making a choice. The next card that comes in is the World card. By making this choice, by always following your feelings, then you will you will feel like you have the world. But the world card traditionally is also about you coming to the end of your mission, or you've completed something and now you're sending it out into the world for a new beginning. So, and the next card that we have is, my gosh, I want you to go out and buy a lottery ticket. You got three major arcana cards. The third one is the Chariot, and that things will start to move rapidly for you with this full moon. This is a card of being recognized, and it's a card of being supported, promoted, and rewarded. So those are the specific words that they're giving to me. But Pete, you've gotten three major arcana cards. So whatever this is, it's got success written all over it. And just keep following those feelings, and they will not steer you wrong. I hope that's been helpful for you.
That's been very good. Yeah, I'm glad I called. Thanks very much.
Okay, take care. Bye. Let's go to our next caller, Karina. Karina from California popped up. Hi, Karina. How are you today?
Hi, good. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. How are things in your world?
Pretty good. I can't really complain about anything. But you know what? Your topic today was just on point, because, you know, we all get hurt, you know, every now and then. And it's like,
I know,
and it's kind of like one of those things where it's like you get tired of putting up with it.
Yeah. It's true.
And I'm kind of there. Like, and it's unfortunate because it's people that are very close to me. It's like you can't really cut ties with them, but then it's kind of like, you got to remove toxic people from your life. I don't know what that means, but
yeah,
it's kind of like, I don't know if there's any messages for me.
Well, the thing is, you can cut ties with people energetically. And what that means is I often have taken people through a cord-cutting ceremony in which people, you know, if you don't cut somebody off on an energetic level that is toxic, their energies are still draining you, even though they're not around. So the cord cutting ceremony helps tremendously. And then at the end of this ceremony that I do with people, then you visualize a full length mirror in front of yourself and in front of them. And whatever they send you will be bounced back to them, reflected back to them. And so in this way, you shield yourself from their energies. Now, I know, Karina, you know, that we can't just completely, especially when it comes to our biological families, who so often we have chosen them to be in direct contrast. So we learn our most important lessons, and they come in with a lot of times drama and irritation and pushing our buttons and all kinds of things. And they're actors in the theater of our life, and they're doing a good job. But, you know, we come to a stage where you're at where you go, oh, it's exhausting. Enough is enough. We can't completely, you know, knock them out of our lives and never see them again. But we can limit the time that we are with them. And then when we are with them, we can detach. We can detach and see that anything that they do or anything that they say has nothing to do with us. It just doesn't. It's it comes from their own perception, their own attitudes, their own anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, defensiveness, whatever they choose to hang on to that is causing them to act or to say these things. And then once we can detach, even when we're in their presence, then we don't take it on. So, but certainly the forgiveness is a huge part. Now, I don't know if you've said, please forgive me instead of I forgive you, because that takes an enormous, it unburdens us, and it allows for our accountability in whatever happened.
I think in one situation, I do need to do that, but I just need to get the courage to do it.
Well, you know,
in other situations.
Well, I was going to say you don't even need to say it to them face to face.
Ah, good point.
Because we could say it to somebody face to face, and they are so closed down that they just don't want to listen to us. But call in your higher self and call in their higher self, because their higher self wants what's going to be best for them. And often when we call in their higher self and we say, please forgive me, then the higher self will, because they're not attached to an ego and being right or wrong or good or bad or anything like that, then they will accept it. And they're actually hungry for it. So when you do this with your higher self and their higher self, then the person will feel this indirectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
So that's a really good thing. Let's go to the cards and see what messages come out for our lovely Corinna in California. That first card that's coming out for you is the Sun card. Okay, that card in the deck, doesn't matter where it falls, it's happy, it's bright, it's illuminating. It's a card of shining a light and allowing that positivity within you to transcend all other things. It actually flipped out at the same time with the Queen of Swords. And the Queen of Swords cards, sometimes a lot of people, they read the Queen of Swords, not the wrong way, but they see her as very cold. She gets the job done. She's an authority. A lot of times she doesn't let her emotions rule her. And she's very clear and level-headed. Not letting her emotions get in the way, but this is saying, see yourself as this Queen of Swords and able to detach yourself from your emotions, see that person as divine, see that person as this shiny, golden, reflective light of God's source. And the only reason that they're acting like this is because underneath their humanness, it's their ego, it's all of those things that they are insecure about, or they haven't brought back into alignment, these hurt feelings within them. And a lot of times the people that we're having the most trouble forgiving need our forgiveness the most, because the reason they're acting like this, Corinna, is that they're hurt, they're abandoned little children, and that's what makes them lash out and act the way they do. And so they really need our love and our compassion and our empathy and our kindness. So those are the first two cards that popped out together. The next card is the Knight of Swords. And this is the card about taking action. It's the card about speeding forward and allowing yourself to forgive others. Mm-hmm. And you're doing this. You're doing this to create space within you for more love to enter your life. So, and there's one more card there, which is the Three of Wands. And that's the card about, it's about seeing your ships come in, but it's the card about seeing the results about the space you've created by forgiving for more of what you desire to come in. You are going to feel more abundant, just like this Sun card. You're going to be feeling more joyful, more attached instead of detached from people. And that's going to help you in all areas.
That's funny because I want to detach, but you know what? The inside, like the sun, you know, I am a happy person. I try to radiate that light. I try to be happy, but of course, not everyone's on the level as everyone else, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
but it's just one of those things. Mm-hmm.
That's lovely. Wow, that's I hope that's been helpful for you. And when you do those cutting of the cords to separate energetically from those people, and just, you know, send them the forgiveness and the love. Just be open to what happens, and we'd love to hear back from you as to what could possibly happen as a result of that.
Very good. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a blessed day.
And I did enjoy your book, by the way. Thank you.
Oh,
take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
And that just about wraps up our show today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And please, everyone, do remember that this coming week, you have the ability, the capacity, and all that you need to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you love and angel blessings, and I will speak with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.